Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hey, everybody, it's Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show, and we'll prove it. We're heard everywhere. Sirius 217, XM 203, all those apps. I love TuneIn. Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio. Radio stations like KSHP 1400 in Las Vegas, Nevada. All right, our co-host, Laura Snow, good friend attorney. Art Source from Galaxy Sports, used to kick for the Rams. Mark Mancini will join us sometime in the middle of the night, I presume. And we're going to have a good friend of mine, Larry Wolf, who I consider the world's biggest Laker fan, to discuss what the Lakers did at trading deadline. In fact, a week earlier than the trading deadline. We'll talk about that with Larry. And, of course, we'll talk to you. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. All right, the Super Bowl, hours away. I see Kansas City 1.5. In some places, I see Kansas City 2. Who do you like? Email us, sportsfred@aol.com. Pat Riley of the Miami Heat wants the Kansas City Chiefs to win, and we'll tell you why it means money to him. Because, well, we'll tell you now. He's copyrighted the name Three-Peat, and apparently he's going to make some money if you use it too often, or whatever the case might be. We'll play some Barron sports trivia, obviously. But who do you like in the game? I mean, you can make a case for both sides. And, you know, what might happen here is, I hope not, but either quarterback goes down and then the whole thing changes. And Hurts, of course, has been hurt. We'll see what happens as far as the game is concerned. It's a four-hour extravaganza, 37 minutes for halftime. I wonder if the players get, out of sync sort of with 37-minute halftime, when it's usually like 12 or 15-minute halftime. All right, we'll take a break and come back with more right here on Sports Overnight America.
Check, check, and check. That's the sound of me getting a jump start on my holiday list. But I can't take all the credit. Kohl's makes it too easy. I got my daughter a mini instant camera, my husband some cologne, my sister cozy slippers, and that's just the beginning. Then I got 20% off other gifts, $10 off $25 spent, and earned Kohl's cash. Thank you, Kohl's. Select styles, $10 off $25 offer ends November 11th. 20% offer ends November 23rd. Coupons do not apply to tech and Sephora at Kohl's. See store or kohls.com for details.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 40% off select home decor to put the finishing touches on every room. The savings don't stop there. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. Because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, no. Wait. Whoa.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find bourbons and cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice, so many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat, grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With curbside pickup and delivery available and the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find, only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Hey, welcome back to Sports Overnight America, and we'll talk certainly the Super Bowl all night long right here. But before we get to that, the LA Lakers made a move, and here's the story. About 28 years ago, I was doing a show from Canoga Park, in a department store, and on Fridays, the best callers would come on down and do the show with me, and one of them, Larry Wolf, is the world's biggest Laker fan. Later, I find out that Larry went to high school with my wife, Sandy, but that's another story for another time. But Larry, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Fred. Nice to be here.
So what'd you think of the deal?
Well, I think after the shock wore off, the big thing was thinking 25 for 31. I mean, to get somebody as good as Luka at only 25 years old. I mean, I loved Anthony Davis. He gave us our championship. Great guy. But you have to make that deal. You just can't. You can't turn it down.
But Luka's been certainly injury prone himself, has he not?
His usage rate, though, he carries the ball. He's double teamed constantly. Both of them are injury prone, but we're still getting a 6-year difference, 25 for 31. The other thing about Luka that's so fabulous, there are certain players that the second they're on the floor, you have an instant functioning offense. Steve Nash was like that. Magic was like that. When Luke is on the court, you have automatically a great offense that's functioning.
Laura Snoke talked to Larry Wolf about the Lakers.
Hi, Larry. I'm a big Laker fan also. Love the Lakers. It was a shock. In fact, I was... My husband always is the bearer of shocking news. He's the one that told me about 9/11, which I immediately accused him of. It was a hoax, which, of course, it wasn't. And he's the one that brought me this news. And I was shocked. I was surprised. I mean, 31 isn't that old anymore. But I think all the pundits think it's a great deal. I think it's probably a good deal. We'll see. I think they're going to miss defense. I mean, they just got rid of their biggest post defender and their biggest perimeter defender in Christie. So we'll see how they handle, I'm not sure Luka's a good defender. I don't think he really is a good defender. Of course, if they score 150 points, it's not going to matter if the other team scores 135, right? So LeBron seems to be happy with it. I mean, he was on fire yesterday. I don't know if anybody saw the game last night against the Warriors, but he scored 42 points and had 15 rebounds or something. I mean, he just was incredible. I think he had 6 3-pointers in a row before he missed them, 5 or 6. Anyway, so I think it'll be interesting. I think, is he gonna play tomorrow? Is that the deal or Tuesday? I've heard both.
Larry, let me ask you a question. Do you think there's any chance in the world of Rob Pelinka, the Lakers GM, who used to be LeBron's agent, not really telling LeBron in advance. LeBron's telling the world he didn't know about the trade. Do you believe that?
I'm a naive. Yes. I'm a naive guy. So yeah.
Me too.
I know.
I think it's probably, I agree. I think it's probably improbable that LeBron didn't get a clue about it. But, you know, you guys are always ragging on LeBron. I mean, I'm a LeBron fan. I like LeBron. LeBron, I think, you know, he's.
He likes himself too.
Art?
I don't think you get to that level without liking yourself a little bit. I mean,
yeah. I love his commercials that he does with the little comedian.
I know, they're fun.
Those are fantastic.
I like what the guy said.
Go ahead, Fred.
They want somebody who is 40, not who runs a 40.
Exactly.
One thing that I think has happened is that the fact that they made the Williams trade is really important because it tells LeBron we're trying to win now. I mean, we gave up a good player for the future, but to get Williams, even though there's always the problems with injuries, he's a tough center, and that's telling LeBron we're going to try to put together something that can win now, and that's very, very helpful.
And Larry,
we're talking
Larry,
with
go ahead.
Larry Wolf. Art, take away.
Well, what I wanted to say is, you know, the Lakers have had a great start this year. They've played 59 games. They've won 30 of them. They're 49 games. They're 30-19. They have enough time with, you know, the games left, 30-odd games, where they can get the meshing together between Luka and LBJ. And, I mean, I got to tell you, I look at that Pacific Division. It's a close division. All five teams are within six games of each other. But I think the Lakers made the great trade, and I agree with you, Larry. You're trading basically 6 years. I had no idea Luka Doncic was 25 years old. I thought he was way older than that because of the years he's played. He's also won a title with the Mavs. And one of the things that I notice is I think this is going to be a real test, and I think Laura brought this up earlier this week. Can he get in shape? Because if he gets in really top shape, and this was one of the arguments they had in Dallas, if he gets in really top shape, I don't think there's a better offensive player in the game of basketball right now.
One of the things he does is a little bit like Steph Curry, because his range is so far out, it opens things up and creates more offense for everybody else. And I can't wait to see LeBron James and Luka Doncic doing the pick and rolls. There's so many tools that they can work with now. You had to make that trade. Let's figure it out this year. Obviously, defense is going to be problematic, but when you have Vandy and other players, the Lakers are going to, I think, be a force. And I think this is one of those trades that both teams might benefit on the short term. I think Dallas is going to be tough now. I mean, Anthony Davis is a great guy, plays defense, plays offense, fits in with the team, put him with Kyrie and all those other players. This might help them and help us.
Hey, Larry, have you heard anything from Anthony Davis regarding this trade, what his thoughts are? Because we know the Dallas Mavericks went through a big difference. I mean, Sheldon Adelson's wife, Miriam, bought them. I believe Cuban is still the general manager, de facto, kind of running the franchise. Have you heard anything regarding that?
What I heard is because of not getting the contract for gambling in Dallas as soon as they wanted it and having to wait 2 years, the prospect of having to give away $350 million was problematic for the Adelsons as well. As far as Davis, they had a press conference, and I was watching it. I'm not sure if the press conference was today or it was previous. I was really impressed with Christie and Davis, their attitudes in light of what had happened. I mean, this is like a guy comes here, he gives us our championship, he plays hard, he worked through the injuries and has been pretty good for the last 2 years. I just think the world of both those guys. Christie is extremely well-spoken and sharp. Anthony said all the right things. I haven't heard anything negative about what happened. I'm sure I did think I heard the word shock. It was a surprise to everybody. When my son came in with the X post, I thought it was a joke.
Yeah, me too. But, you know, it's kind of ironic because Anthony Davis was begging the Lakers to get a center. And so he can play the four. And now they got a center. He's not there. So we'll see. I agree with you, Larry. I think it's a good trade.
I'm happy for LA and the Laker fans because, you know, we really need the Lakers. The Lakers in the NBA, they're like the Celtics in the NBA. I'd love to see a Lakers-Celtics, you know, World Championship Series.
Larry, let me ask you a question. And Larry Wolf with this world's biggest Laker fan. And listen, I talked to some sports writers, but I wanted to talk to some fan out there. And Larry's been a Laker fan like forever. Larry, let me ask you a question. When the Lakers wasted that second round pick on Bronny James, were they perhaps locking LeBron in to Los Angeles with the Lakers? If they hadn't made that, perhaps LeBron would have been asking to get out of town. Is that a possibility in your mind, Larry?
Absolutely. I think they are a package deal. And, you know, it's easy to criticize LeBron, but considering how great he is, he's never done anything horrible like some other athletes that have gotten into trouble. He's been so solid. And my goodness, with what he's given to the NBA, and even though I'm a Kobe fan, I'm a Magic fan, I'm just glad that he got his son. So what? I mean, it's a little bit indulgent, agreed, but I'm glad they did it. And I think it has cemented LeBron here in LA.
Hey, Larry, thanks for appearing. Hey, tell the folks how long you've been a Laker fan.
I became a Laker fan in 1962 because, God rest her soul, Colleen Boyd, my babysitter, had a crush on Jerry West, and she conned into watching the Lakers instead of Huckleberry Hound.
Larry, you stay well. Thank you very much.
God bless you, Fred.
All right. Larry,
have a great weekend.
And longtime Laker fan, and do you agree with the deal? Do you disagree? That's if you're a Dallas fan, what do you think? You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. sportsfred@aol.com. Hey, we're going to come back and play some Barron sports trivia, Laura's favorite part of the show, and we'll talk to you by email again, sportsfred@aol.com, right now on Sports Overnight America.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Hey, welcome back to Sports Overnight America, everybody, with Laura Snoke, with our source. I'm Fred. You can email us at sportsfred@AO.com. All right. Super Bowl just a few hours away now as we speak. Art, I see 1.5 for Kansas City. I see 2 in one particular place for Kansas City. Who do you like going in?
I love Kansas City. I love them winning the game 31-27, but I'm a little afraid of Saquon Barkley. If Barkley can control the ball on the ground with that Eagle offensive line, I think they have a puncher's chance, a 40% chance of making the upset. I want to throw something in here, Fred. One of my all-time heroes as a kid was a kicker for the 49ers and the Rams named Bruce Gossett.
Yeah.
And Bruce became a great artist after his career ended. Fantastic kicker. He actually helped me when I was 14 years old. I went to camp because my dad knew all the coaches for the 49ers, Mike Giddings and Dick Nolan. And Bruce actually pulled me over and worked with me as a kicker, and just the greatest guy of all time. And I found out that he passed away the other night, and really great kicker. I didn't realize he was as good as he was in his career.
Art's 127 years of age, folks, so he remembers the old-time kickers. You know, I don't know, maybe there's something in the air, because so many people, so many ex-athletes seem to be dying at a higher percentage than in past times. Anyways, in my opinion, I don't, you know, maybe I'm just thinking that, but it's.
My wife gets mad at me because I wake up in the morning and I kind of, you know, I get on the internet and she'll say, the first thing you say is, oh my God, so-and-so passed away. You know, and I remember my grandfather when I was a kid, he would read the obituaries and he'd see his buddies in there, you know. And it's just, I never thought I'd ever do something like that. But as you get older, people that you care about, especially if you're a sports fan or you love life, you know, you start to see it. And nobody gets to win that battle in the end, I guess, huh?
No, you're not going to beat that. Laura, who wins? A few hours away, Super Bowl time.
You know, I think Philadelphia is going to win this game. And the reason I think Philadelphia is going to win is because of Saquon Barkley. I think Barkley is going to have a phenomenal day. He got kind of robbed at the end of the season by not being able to break the record, which I think he needed 100 or almost a little under 100 yards.
And Laura, he's only 30 short of Terrell Davis's all-time full season playoffs included record. So yeah, he's got a pretty good chance to break that one. I think that is the intangible that nobody can figure out, because Hank Stram said to me one time, and I'll never forget this. He said, Arthur, I don't care how good the other team's quarterback is. If you can control the ball and keep him on the bench, you have a fighter's chance in any game. And I think that's going to be the Philadelphia game plan. Plus, they have the tush push. They're going to be hard to stop. Yeah, that offensive line. I mean, I actually
– over 700 pounds in the two tackles.
The left tackle and the left guard, exactly. And, I mean, I was at training camp this year, and I've been around guys like Anthony Munoz and Brad Buddy and Marvin Powell, big guys that played at USC. And I saw Maleta, and I saw Johnson, and I was just like, these guys are huge. I mean, 6'7", 350. And I'm saying if they're 350, that maybe tipping the scales more like 375.
You know, I'm disappointed that Mark's not with us taking care of his grandkids in the middle of the night.
We'd have the lock.
Well, I would be hoping he'd say Philadelphia, because you know he's the world's worst sports handicapper, and I like Kansas City, so we'll see. But Art, tell the folks why Pat Riley, the president and part owner and whatever for the Miami Heat, wants Kansas City to win again.
I guess he has the patent on the statement, the three-peat. When he was with the Lakers and they got the three-peat. So I don't know how that works. I mean, we have an attorney with us here, so she might know a little bit more about trademark law than I know. But Laura, do you have any idea how you get paid if you own a statement? Does it have to be said how many times? Or
I know nothing about trademark law, but
okay.
Well, I mean, if you trademark a phrase, I don't even know how you could.
I'm wondering how they monetize it. That's all I was trying to figure out.
I don't know.
So somebody should go out right now and go out and trademark four-peat.
There you go.
If nobody has, I don't know.
I'm sure they probably.
That doesn't make sense to me that he would that he could trademark that phrase.
All right, Laura, you're having a party in Venice, California, and by the way, on Jeopardy this week, Venice was the answer to the question. I was born in Venice, on Beethoven Street. Laura lives in Venice,
and it was
the answer to a
trivia
question on Jeopardy. I think Wednesday of this week. So, Laura, you're famous, and again, I was born on Beethoven Street.
One of my dad's best friends, Bill Battle, whose son played for the Jets in USC, he lived in Venice, and we used to always go down there in the late 60s. The canals, it's a beautiful place, absolutely gorgeous. That's Reminds me of Balboa Island.
I live on the canals.
Yeah.
Laura's got a beautiful home. And
thank you.
She's going to have people over. And I think they're going to be watching a lot of touchdowns. I think the over-under is 47, 47 and a half.
Laura, come down a little bit, yeah.
What, it's come down?
From 49 to 47 and a half. Yeah, I was surprised by that.
So do you like it or what? Which way do you
go? I got a theory that these Super Bowls are all about entertainment. I think they have more timeouts. I think they kind of extend the game a little. I think you might see 6 to 10 extra plays for each team. So I think the over is a pretty good play for a lot of people. I mean, if I was going to play the game, I would probably take the 1.5, take the 6 points on a teaser to 7.5, and then take the 47 and bring it down to 41 and play the over on a teaser. That would be my smart move.
Laura, a lot of points or no?
I think, well, it's in a dome, so there's not any wind or anything. I think they're both teams are pretty offensive minded, although the Chiefs haven't this year been as much as they had in the past. But, you know, I have to tell you, we usually have about, I don't know, 50, 20 around people. And it's sort of an open house in the neighborhood. So people kind of come and go. We have two TVs. We have one TV in the den, and we have one that we bring down in the living room. The living room is where the food is. The living room is where the people that want entertainment hang out. The back room is where I hang out for people that want to watch the game. So in response to what Art said, there's probably about a 3-to-1 margin for people that are serious and people who are just there for the food and the commercials.
I mean, that's one of the things that people don't realize about the Super Bowl. The commercials, I mean, during the regular season, I get up and go do whatever I have to do during the timeouts. But in the Super Bowl, you really want to see
because they're
7 million for 30 seconds. How do you like them apples?
To see the same commercials over and over again.
Yeah. I get tired of Andy Reid.
That's the only time I ever get to say hi to my guests is during the commercials, because other than that, I'm watching the game. I wish I lived
closer to Venice is all I can tell you.
I do too.
It's 40 miles each way.
You came one year.
I came one year.
Here's a question I got for both of you guys.
Yeah.
All right. I have a big article today in a lot of newspapers. AP ran it regarding the shift in American demographics, the fact that women are really starting to love football.
Yeah.
I think it was in the USA Today.
Yes,
and they're talking about the target audience for the NFL now. And last year's Super Bowl drew 123 million people, which is the all-time record. This year, they're saying because of the Taylor Swift effect and the fact that women are really getting into it and they love the commercials, they're looking at 130 to 135 million people watching this game. Wow. I mean, did you ever, they barely could give away the tickets at the first World Championship game, because it wasn't called the Super Bowl in 1967. But I mean, it's come a long way, huh?
Laura, what do you think about women getting involved and dealing with women and advertising toward the female side of things as far as the Super Bowl is concerned?
I think it's great, but I mean, I love footballs. I mean, I don't care about the commercials, to be honest with you. I mean, like I said, they're the only time I get to say hi to my guests is during the commercials. So, That's the only time I get up during the game. But yeah, I mean, I think it's great. You know, I hear this from people a lot, like, football is just so complicated. And I say, you know what, football, there's 11 players on each team and everybody has a job. So in that sense, it is complicated. It's very, but it's also very simple. It's like, you just got to go 10 yards. I mean, it's not, you know, it's got this great combination. And why people think it's complicated, I mean, it is complicated if you really study it, but if you're just looking at it casually, it's just, you're just trying to get down the field, right? Or trying to stop the other team from getting down.
So if you go to Laura's house, it's free. Meanwhile, ticket prices have dropped to like 3,000 even for the bad seats. Art?
Caesar's Dome in New Orleans. It's crazy to me the amount of money they'll spend. I was privileged enough to go to about 20, probably from 5 to 25, or not, more like 7 to 27. I got to go to a lot of Super Bowls. I used to work Super Bowl row. I had some great times. But I remember when I was like amazed they were getting 500, 600 bucks for a ticket. Now, I mean, you saw Belichick last night at the NFL Honors. He had all 7 of his rings on and a 24-year-old girlfriend. I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on here? But no, it was amazing to me. Now, here's one of the great stats of all time, you guys. In the history of the NFL, no team has won 17 consecutive one-possession games. And the Kansas City Chiefs have done that. If you really think about that, they said the odds on that happening are upwards of 5,000 to 1. Wow, is that crazy?
Jerome Mahomes is a special guy.
He is, no doubt.
You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Back with more on Sports Overnight America right after.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 11/16, in-store only.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. And get even more of an interior refresh with up to 40% off select vanities and free delivery. Because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Check, check, and check. That's the sound of me getting a jump start on my holiday list. But I can't take all the credit. Kohl's makes it too easy. I got my daughter a mini instant camera, my husband his favorite cologne, my sister Koolaburra by UGG slippers, and that's just the beginning. Then I got 20% off some of my other gifts. Yep, it doesn't get better than Kohl's.
select styles. Offer valid through November 23rd. Coupons do not apply to Tech, Sephora at Kohl's, and Koolaburra by UGG. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America and with you all night long right here. And happy to have you aboard. You can email us at sportsfred@AOL.com. Art Source with us, attorney Laura Snoke with us, and Barron Sports Trivia time. And unfortunately, Mark is not with us yet. He may join us later in the middle of the night. Laura, let's start with you since you love trivia so much. This is not exactly a sports question. It's more of a TV question. Elaine on Seinfeld, what was her favorite baseball team? We asked this question a few months ago. We're asking it again. I don't think Laura was on that night. Laura, Elaine on Seinfeld, and she was my favorite character on Seinfeld. What was her favorite baseball team? In a couple of the shows, she'd wear that hat that proved her worth toward that particular team.
I know it wasn't the Yankees.
That's true.
Because George worked for the Yankees and they had a whole thing about Steinbrenner, which was very funny.
I love that. Larry David never did a better job than when he played Steinbrenner.
So funny. I love George. He's just such a great character. You know,
Eastern team.
It's an Eastern. Okay.
They've got a very wealthy owner, I believe.
Art lives near that team.
Phillies?
Art, is that right?
I think she's 100% correct.
Well, you'd both be wrong.
So it's the Mets.
Wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
It's the Pirates?
Keep going.
Oh, it's got to be the Orioles then.
Baltimore Orioles. Elaine was a Baltimore Orioles fan on Seinfeld. All right, let me ask you guys a question. Four characters on Seinfeld. How would you rate them? 1, 2, 3, and 4, in your opinion. Art, how would you rate them, in your opinion?
Well, I'm a Kramer fan. I thought Kramer was just whacked. He was so coming in, you know, the entrances. But, you know, Jerry was unbelievable as well. The four of them. But, you know, my favorite is Seinfeld, Party for Four.
And how could you rent? I mean, because there was such synergy between the four of them that each of them individually were less than the four of them collectively. So I don't
exactly.
know.
Exactly. That's a great way to put it.
That show.
Well, I liked Elaine the most. And do you know, in the original pilot, there wasn't a woman. There wasn't a lady. They added that. And that made, in my mind, all the difference in the world because of Larry's relationship with Jerry's relationship with Elaine on the show. I think it made a big difference.
I think George's parents were kind of, they were underrated as well. They cracked me up. And then uncle, what was the uncle's name? He said, you can't put an old man in jail. I'm old. I stole a book. What was his name? Uncle Jerry or something like that.
Between Curb and Seinfeld, what did you like the most? Which one?
Boy, that's
Curb Your Enthusiasm or Seinfeld?
Oh, Seinfeld by far.
Really?
Because Curb Your Enthusiasm, it was just too gloomy. I mean, Seinfeld had this great. There were profound things that were going on, but they had this.
I agree with you, but I will tell you, what's his name's wife? Would she say, "Larry, get out"? I mean, it was just the funniest thing of all time because he'd find a way to get under her skin. And I mean, and I can't say it on radio, but it was so funny how she would just like blow her top that quickly. And of course, you know, we all know that Larry David was the creator of both shows. And they're both amazing, amazing series.
I hope that even though they say they're not going to come back, I hope a miracle happens and they do come back. All right, Barron Sports Trivia, Art Source. Are you ready?
I guess I am. I've been like, I'm over the last four here. I need to get my act together.
Do you take tequila in the middle of the night?
No tequila. No, tequila doesn't help me. But, you know, I do take my Prevagens and, you know, all the good stuff like that. But, boy, I'll tell you what. I don't recall, and I watched every one of those episodes. I still watch the episodes. I don't recall her being a Phillies fan, and that bothers me.
No, she was. She was an Orioles.
Don't worry.
Orioles fan. And remember this. Remember the episode where she was sitting in the general manager's box with the Orioles cap, and they basically kicked her out because she refused to take the Orioles.
Okay,
cap
now
off.
I do remember. I do remember that. Okay, because George
do.
Got it.
Yeah, I remember that now.
All right, Art. Since you did so well in the first question, only player to win four straight MVP awards. Art, only player to win four consecutive MVP awards in Major League Baseball. Art?
Not on the mia. Well, four in a row. That's stepping it on out, man. I would have to go with maybe Babe Ruth on that one.
Babe Ruth, the Bambino. Laura Snoke, is the Bambino the answer?
I didn't think they had MVP awards when Babe Ruth played. Did they have MVP awards when Babe Ruth played?
I don't think so.
He would have been the perfect candidate for sure.
What league did he play in, Fred?
National.
Okay. Leaves out Babe Ruth.
And he's not in the Hall of Fame. That's a hint.
Wow. Four great years and not in the Hall of Fame.
I don't think he's in the Hall of Fame. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Maybe he is in the Hall of Fame. I think he is in the Hall of Fame. He's not well-liked.
Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds, four
Barry
consecutive.
Bonds.
201 to 204. He is in the Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah.
No.
No?
He'll never be in the Hall of Fame.
Okay. All right.
I mean, he was
Laura?
A great ball player too prior to doing all the whatever he did. But you know, wow, that's amazing. Four straight. See, and that's what happens. You know, when there's so many things, and I've told you the story about how I got one of his baseballs in spring training, and you know, he was such a nice guy for so many years, and this was in the mid '90s, and he changed. By the time we got into the late '90s and 2000. You know, he just, I don't know, maybe the HGH changed his the way he looked at things.
Hey, before we go on in Barron Sports Trivia, since we're talking Hall of Fame, Eli Manning did not make the Hall of Fame. Art, what'd you think? Do you think he deserved it? He won two Super Bowls, but go ahead.
Here's my call on that. I think he is a Hall of Famer eventually, whether he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. I don't think he is. I feel the same way about Ben Roethlisberger. I think Ben was a great quarterback. You know, I think if you do win two Super Bowls, eventually you will get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. But, I was a little surprised by it. One of the guys that I really think deserves to be in the Hall of Fame who isn't is a wide receiver who actually was a coach this year for the Arizona State Sun Devils who had a great season, Hines Ward. Same type of a situation. Hines did everything that nobody else wanted to do on the field. He was a complete leader. He had great years. But I think those guys have to wait just a little bit to get their shot to get into the Hall of Fame.
Okay, here's a question. Just came up. Eli Manning won 117 games. How many games did he lose?
Probably a little over 110.
117.
There you go. He's a 500 quarterback.
that's the point.
It's funny because I don't. I mean, I know he won two Super Bowls, but he doesn't have to me he doesn't seem like a Hall of Fame quarterback to me. I don't know why.
Gravitas. Yeah.
Maybe because he won the
two games. He also was MVP in both of those games. But I agree with Laura. I don't think it's going to be a long time coming because now you got some quarterbacks. You know, Tom Brady in a couple years will be eligible. Drew Brees in a couple years will be eligible. So it's going to be tougher now.
I mean, I would rank him maybe in, you know, if I looked at quarterbacks over the history of the NFL, he'd probably be in the 20 to 25 range. And I don't know if that's truly Hall of Fame material. You know, that's – he had two great Super Bowls, though. What a catch, Cruz. I mean
– All right, so when I was 11 in Little League, I didn't make the All-Star team. I made what was called the no-star team, which is like the backup. So I guess Eli Manning right now.
Is it like the Pro Bowl, Fred?
Sort of like the Pro Bowl. Hey, did either of you watch even a minute of the Pro Bowl?
No.
I think the final score was like 95-76 or something like that.
78-63 is what I read. and I mean, it was two-hand touch. And I did not know this, you guys. In the Olympics in 2028, they're going to have flag football.
For women and men.
Yeah. Yeah. And the women are really loving flag football. Oh, they're giving scholarships.
I would give anything to be 30, I don't know how many decades younger to be able to play flag football. I mean, oh, well, maybe in my
We played it in junior high school in California.
We played it when we were, you know, at the park. But I mean, play it in an organized.
I think it was so hard to get those flags, Laura. To me, it was so hard to get them. You know, we would actually play thump, where you thump the guy, then you grab the flag.
All right, back to Barron Sports Trivia. Laura, your turn. Most home runs in the history of baseball as a second baseman. Laura, most
as
home
second
runs
baseman.
As a second baseman. The total's 340.
Was that guy to play for the Cardinals?
This guy played for both the Giants and the Dodgers.
Oh, yeah. I know this one.
Maybe Laura will.
She remembers him playing second base for the Dodgers.
He wasn't a great defender. That's why he's not in the Hall of Fame.
And the writers didn't like him either.
Oh,
his kids went to BYU.
On the tip of my tongue, I think I know this, but I can't think of it.
His last name reminds me of an old cigarette brand.
Laura never smoked.
Yeah. I know, but she's probably seen them before.
I did smoke.
You smoke cigarettes?
I did.
I know you smoked weed. I wasn't sure about the cigarette.
I haven't smoked cigarettes for a long time.
Hey, our generation, I think we all had a toke here and there. We didn't inhale, though.
I saw the Bob Dylan movie. The new movie about Bob Dylan, and there's so much smoking in that movie, and that both cigarettes and weed, that I came out of it. I said, I really, it's like for the first time in, you know, 30 years. I feel
opening
like
night at the Hard Rock Cafe in Vegas, I saw Bob Dylan.
Jeff Kent's the second baseman. Jeff and Kent. Finally, Art, another shot here. You ready?
Yeah.
The rookie of the year in 1947, and there was only one in baseball, was Jackie Robinson in 1947. Who was the rookie of the year in 1948?
Larry Doby.
He became a fine manager later on.
48, great manager. Not Don Zimmer.
Managed the Giants, I know that.
Alvin Dark?
Alvin Dark is Art's answer. Laura, is that correct?
Sure.
You believe that, or are you just saying it because you think Art's right?
I'm saying it because I don't have a clue. so I might as well go with Art.
All right. The answer is Alvin Dark. Congratulations, Art. Congratulations, Laura. You guys did fine.
Hey, Fred. Do you remember when Alvin Dark was managing the Giants in the early 60s? And he had a lineup that I believe consisted of 7 black men and only 1 white guy. And they asked him once after the season why they couldn't beat the Dodgers. And he literally said, because I don't think my team is capable of being smart enough to compete with them. Ooh. And that was... I mean, that was the end of his complete career in Major League Baseball.
Well, it's certainly today we'll do the same. All right, take a break and come back on more on Sports Overnight.
One out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Hey, welcome back on Sports Overnight America with Laura, with Art. Guess Mark didn't make it in the middle of the night. Art was a former professional golfer. He won $250,000 in his career. He follows it very closely. Jay Monahan, the head of the PGA, had a meeting with Donald Trump. Take away, Art. What happened?
And it was very clandestine. Nobody really knew what was going on. All of a sudden, he was there. I guess that he wanted to find out if they do come to an agreement where the LIV pays the DP World Tour and the PGA Tour $3 billion, they come to an agreement where they continue doing what they do, but they're going to try to come up with 8 to 10 events a year where the best 50 players, of course, there's basically 50 players on the LIV, and 50 players on the PGA Tour, plus you have the DP World Tour, which has about 25, where they're going to bring the world of golf together and be able to play events, which the public is clamoring for and the ratings are clamoring for. Because ratings for both LIV Golf on Fox, which had a night broadcast last night, they actually played at night in Riyadh. I never heard anything like that in golf, but you know, the ratings have been cascading. So this is something to save the game of professional golf. And I guess they were okayed. And now the big scream is this, you guys. Donald Trump wants to tax the NFL. Because he's really upset about the fact that the NFL wouldn't let him buy in as an owner. And he's going to come back and he's going to go after the 30 owners of the NFL teams and try to get their antitrust thing. Basically, it's nuts. I think he bit a little bit more than he could chew off on that one. Personally.
Say that again, Art.
He's going after the NFL. Did he bit off a little bit more than he could chew? Yeah, okay.
Laura,
I got
Art's on the other side, but he just said something that I'm happy to hear. Laura, take it away.
Well, let me just say one thing. I took 2 years of constitutional law in law school and read the Constitution word for word more than once. And the president does not make laws. Congress makes laws. The main body in the Constitution, Article 1, is
How many executive orders did Biden sign? How many did Obama sign? I agree with you 100%. I think Congress is the legal law-making body. Okay? And this whole thing about executive orders was basically in time of war, or in time when you didn't have time to get everybody together, they have totally flouted this constantly. And I mean, I look at it from both sides on this one. It's been something going rampant, and I don't like it either. I think you need to have representation, and that's why there's House of Representatives and the Senate.
I think all of our problems are going to be solved because we're going to get another state in Canada, and they're going to have 54 representatives like California does.
Yeah, Canada's not going to be very. It's not going to be very Republican either.
All right, for Laura, for Art, for Mario, I'm Fred. Stay tuned all night long for more of Sports Overnight America.